Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. Hello, hello, you guys. I hope y'all are having an awesome day. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the tradition of homemaking today. So we're going to talk about two things. Number one, what does the Bible say about homemaking? And number two, how to find enjoyment in homemaking. So let's just dive right into what does the Bible say about homemaking? So I'm going to read Titus 2:5 and three different versions from the Bible. This is the New International Version. To be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. And then we have the Amplified Version. To be sensible, pure, makers of a home where God is honored, good-natured, being subject to their own husbands so that the word of God will not be dishonored. And then we have the Contemporary English Version. Each of the younger women must be sensible and kind, as well as a good homemaker who puts her husband first. Then no one can say insulting things about God's message. So what I love about this scripture and each version is it gives me a takeaway of when we honor our homes, we do it for the sake of honoring God and the word of God. And so for me, it helps me to see how I live is a direct reflection to my honor to God. And so I want to remind us, first and foremost, is that we keep our homes to honor God. And the next scripture I want us to go over is the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. And that's Proverbs 14:1. So we are responsible for building up our husbands and children. We're responsible for ensuring that our homes are peaceful and loving, and we bring our nurturing gift from the Lord into our home for our families. And so while we may not literally be building our house brick by brick in the physical sense, we are building our homes. We're building the atmosphere of our homes, and we can tear that atmosphere down by being lazy, by having idolatry, by gossiping, by being unkind, by manipulating. And so if you're involved in any of those things, you might have a pristine home, but if you are bringing those other things into your life, you're bringing those into your home. And so I don't know if any of y'all have ever walked into a home where it's you know, just perfectly clean. The homemaking, the physical part of homemaking is perfect. The walls are clean, everything's perfect and in its place. But there's something cold about it. And I'm sure we've all walked into those homes, and chances are is we might be able to kind of automatically know, you know, perhaps what's causing that chill, you know. Or you can even walk into a home sometimes and maybe it's not, you know, spotless or perfect, but it's homey and there's something comfortable about it. But you know that this person, or this couple or this family, that they're just loving people, that they follow the Lord, and that the home is spiritually being made. And women, we have the majority of that responsibility. And I mean, even if you have, as Abigail, they would call her husband was a brute of a man. So even if you have a brute of a man, if you're an Abigail, you're still able to provide that atmosphere of love and nurturing and care. And so we're responsible for building up our households, to ensuring those homes that we are responsible for, that they're peaceful and loving and places that feel homey and welcoming. And so the big question is there a way to do this joyfully? Yes. And the answer is yes, there is a way to do this joyfully. And so we're going to talk about some of those ways. I'm going to give you some of those tips now. Because homemaking can be repetitive and boring, and it's often misunderstood by the world and sadly by Christians. But let's talk about ways that we can find comfort and joy in those everyday mundane tasks that we do daily, weekly, or monthly. And so number one, I want you to focus on the outcome and how good a clean and tidy home is, or how good a good home-cooked meal, how that benefits our families, how it benefits your husband and your children and even yourself, and think about how that clean home honors God. And so as you're going through those tasks, just think about that. Just keep focused on the outcome. Number two, if you have kids, invite them in to help. And I know kids don't like to clean or do chores, but you can make this exciting and fun and a learning experience for them. I know growing up for me, this was how my mom, my sister and I earned our allowance, is by helping my mom with chores around the house. And she had a fun way of writing out on a board what we needed to do. And then by the end of the week, we got paid. We would have these little brown envelopes and we would open those on Friday, and it was kind of like our paycheck. We would see what we earned, and she would base it on what did we help with throughout the week. And so sometimes my sister would get more or I would get more and we'd get mad, but then it would encourage us for the following week. Well, I want to get paid more, so I'm going to do more around the house. And so there are different ways that you can invite your children in to learn from the experience, and to also, bonus for you, to get help. And this can just be a fun family way of helping them learn how to honor their home and how to honor God. And again, bonus, you get some help. Number three, sometimes, not all the time, because I know it's hard, but sometimes get dressed up to clean. Yes, I said it. You don't always have to be in, you know, scrubby old sweatpants with your hair in a bun. Sometimes throw your best dress on, do your makeup, do your hair, fine, maybe put your sweatpants on, but put a nice blouse on. You know, just sometimes get dressed, because if we're constantly in our sweatpants and, you know, bun in our head, then, you know, we start to not feel good about ourselves. And so I know I had to learn this working from home, because I was in such a bad habit of dressing down and just never looking good. And then I finally had to say, this is crazy. Like, I need to look good. I need to honor God with how I look. I need to honor my husband and look good for him. And I need to honor myself. And so if all you do is homemaking, you know, a lot of people are, you know, women are also working and running businesses, but especially, this is especially for those of you who, that's what you do. That's your main role and your main job is homemaking. I'm specifically talking to you, or if you work from home, get dressed on occasion. And I would say, try to get dressed more than what you stay in your relaxed clothes in. Okay, so number four, listen to music that makes you happy, or maybe even watch a show that you find delight in as you're cleaning. Cleaning or cooking doesn't have to be boring with silence. You know, you can even use this as prayer time. You know, just whatever brings delight in your life, and maybe especially those mamas with kids. I know sometimes it's hard to have that quiet time with the Lord. But if you're cleaning, maybe you're cooking, and the kids are doing homework or the baby's down, use that time to spend some quiet time with the Lord and pray. And so, or listen to some praise and worship music or some gospel music. So just use it as a time to just kind of breathe a little, as you're cooking or cleaning. And then number five, reward yourself when a task is done by taking a breather and having your, you know, a cup of your favorite tea ready for you, or maybe sitting down and reading a chapter from your favorite book, or having a snack, or, you know, even if it's at the end of the day, maybe just there's too much going on during the day to sit down and do that. But when the kids are all down and maybe the baby's finally sleeping, just take some time to do something good for yourself that reminds you that you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job, mama. And I want to tell you, moms, wives, you're doing a good wife. For the wife out there who maybe doesn't have kids, but sometimes questions, am I a good wife? You're doing a good job. For the mama who's just like overwhelmed with kids and you're like, am I doing a good job? You're doing a good job. And so take the time daily, at least weekly. I know sometimes for some of us, daily is absurd. I mean, I don't even have kids, and sometimes that ain't happening. I ain't gonna have time to sit down and have a cup of tea. And so I know that with kids that time can be especially busy, but at least once a week, just make sure that you are rewarding yourself. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be even just, I'm gonna go to Sonic and get me a soda. Something as simple as that. So I'm gonna end this with an Audrey Hepburn quote. I love Audrey Hepburn. I know a lot of y'all do. But as Audrey Hepburn says, it's sad if people think homemaking is a dull existence. You can't just buy an apartment and furnish it and walk away. It's the flowers you choose, the music you play, the smile you have waiting. I want it to be cheerful, a haven in this troubled world. I don't want my husband and children to come home and find a rattled woman. Our era is already rattled enough, isn't it? So just know that homemaking doesn't have to be boring. There is a point to it, both in the physical sense and in the spiritual sense. So I hope that helps you. Take those tips and try one or two of them and let me know how it goes. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.